Today the jury heard from Ronald Grimshaw, who said he worked for South Yorkshire County Fire Service and was a member of a group responsible for advising on the safety of Hillsborough in the mid-1980s. This group, he said, included representatives from the police, the fire service and the council. He said it was during meetings that he raised concerns about overcrowding when the Leppings Lane Terrace was first divided into pens, how there was no count in the area. But the police gave him assurances, he said, that they would close the entrance to the tunnel if it became too full during matches. He said nobody in the advisory group had expected anything like the disaster to happen. It was never envisaged, he said, that a large crowd would go down the tunnel. He also said that 3 years before the disaster in 1986, the advisory group that he was a part of would have known the two pitch parameter gates in pens 3 and 4 in the terraces didn't meet requirements from the Green Guide Safety Book, which stated they must be a minimum width, and there was a belief that this didn't matter, he said, because the gates in front of the pens were not considered as a means of exit. Well, David Duckenfield and Graham McCrell both deny all the charges against them. The case will continue tomorrow morning.